Oh, yeah.
We went there in August of 2020, and there was literally a disheveled lady in the middle of the street just screaming.
Hey, everybody. Guess what?
What?
I don't know. I don't have anything.
Yeah. Hey, guys. We're super excited to have a guest we've actually been waiting to have on for a long time on this podcast. Tony is here today.
Yeah.
Tony
finally,
is here.
After all this time.
Finally, after all this time, we've been able to wrangle Tony in for a good episode. We're excited. We're really excited.
I'm so thrilled that like I could run up to the top of the Empire State Building and jump, and I'd probably fly just because of all the energy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm Dean.
Not as deep as the hole I've been digging for myself in my life, but hey, yeah, I'm Tony. Woohoo! Let's hit it.
Speaking of videos, remember Brain Pop from back in the day?
I hate that.
Really?
Yeah. Tim and Moby really potentially increased my suicidal tendencies.
Okay.
Mainly Moby, the robot.
Yeah,
Super when Moby. When he would beep like that, yeah, nobody could beep, understand boop, bop, what he would understand. Up. I'm like, well, how am I supposed to learn anything? You're a damn robot, and you're just beeping. I don't understand binary. It was so aggravating because I knew he was saying something like super cool and exciting, but I couldn't figure out what it was.
Yeah, he wasn't. He was beeping.
Yeah,
Moby was hyping up the crowd, and none of us could understand him.
No,
not even a word.
No, not quite.
So
I'm so glad I learned so much about science from them, though.
Yeah.
You know, and it really stuck with me.
Did it?
No.
I knew that was coming. I knew I was walking into a Dendursky there.
Walked right into it.
Yeah, so.
Kind of like that time I walked off the Niagara Falls Bridge.
Did you?
No.
I know. I know.
Anyway. So. I don't know if we told you, Tony, but Drew and I are actually going to Tennessee this weekend until next Wednesday.
Is that so?
It is. Oh. I'm actually, yeah, you're not getting Dendursky. Oh. This is actually happening. Yeah. Okay. I'm actually pretty excited about it because it's only like a three-day, you know, you don't count travel, like a three-day vacation.
Yeah.
Where we're actually like comfortably in the house, like not traveling.
Right.
But short and sweet, I'm actually pretty excited for it. I forget where it is in Tennessee, but. It's like this big, like four-story house that we're going to. It's got
really?
Like an indoor pool and stuff. I don't know. It looks pretty cool, but I'm excited to get away for a minute because it's been a little while since we've gotten out. So
I would love to get away. You know,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes man, it's like I just want to run away from my life.
No, yeah. Sometimes you just want to escape, go I somewhere. Know. And a change. Mm-hmm. I think we've talked about it before. A change of environment is so important if you are feeling stuck or feeling like you can't move on anywhere.
Yeah,
changing your environment's a good way to get out of that headspace and see something new.
Yeah. I think I'd be much happier living a life of solitude in the woods.
Would you?
Yeah.
You seem like the kind of like lumberjack type dude.
I think I'd be happy out there.
Yeah.
Like hunting and gathering to survive.
Yeah.
Subsistence farming and everything.
Well, yeah. Then you have a purpose. Like
yeah.
Your purpose is to wake up and find food, not wake up and go to a 9-to-5. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to make money, you're already just growing your own food.
Right. And I feel like I could be totally happy and like totally self-sufficient, you know?
Yeah. That'd be a cool life to live.
It would be.
That'd be really cool.
See, the thing is like you see those channels on YouTube and everything of people like out in the woods and all that.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you have the money to start that in the first place? That's the question because they don't work. They just live out there.
Yeah. I mean, you would have to build your own house.
Right.
You'd have to get a car, pay it off.
Yeah. But you'd still have, like, insurance. Like, you'd have payments for certain things.
Yeah, I guess.
So where do they get the money from?
Probably just investors.
I don't know. Some of these people don't strike me as, like, very savvy investors.
You never know. It's always the people you least expect.
Yeah. That's true. Like, you would least expect your pet rock to be investing, but the next thing you know, he has his own 401k.
Yeah. He's got a S&P 500 account.
Yeah.
It's just pa-ching, pa-ching.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess I've always liked being in the woods, too. I think that it would take some getting used to because obviously today's day and age, it's all Wi-Fi online, social media and whatnot. So it would definitely be a little bit of an adjustment, but I would like to go out there, hunt for my own food,
yeah.
Build my own cabin,
right?
Ride around a four-wheeler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
I mean, it'd be fun. Yeah. I mean, have you been out in the woods in autumn?
No, but we actually just went to Allegheny again with producer Brandon.
Yeah.
This Saturday.
Yeah,
dude, it's so nice, and I was a little worried because we woke up, and it was kind of rainy and windy.
Yeah,
and then when we got to the actual park, it was sunny, a little bit of a breeze, but you know, nice. is what it is. I'll show you some pictures after the podcast, but it was so nice because not all the leaves were yellow and orange, but most were, and some were still green, some were totally dead already. Yeah. So it was just really cool. It was a really cool scene. We took a nice long walk.
Right.
There's this place at Allegheny called Stone Tower, which we always make a trip to.
Mm-hmm.
And we stood there until it got dark outside, and then we went and got something to eat. So it was a good trip overall.
Oh, no, absolutely.
I always try and make a point to get out to like a park or something when it's autumn, because mm-hmm. it just looks so nice.
Yeah. So that's what I did over the weekend, is because my grandparents have property in Java, which is about like 45 minutes away to their property or so.
Okay.
So I went out there with one of my friends, and we were just sitting out there, man. And we were just taking it in, because we were literally the only people out there. All the friggin' leaves were changing colors. It was like red, orange. There was no green out there.
Dude, it's so cool.
The entire ground was littered with fresh fallen leaves.
Yeah.
I mean, it was literally one of the most perfect fall days.
Dude, seriously.
Yeah.
That's how it was at Stone Tower. Like, we were at the top, and there was a clear sky. Sun was going down. That palette of colors, and you can see Salamanca over the on the horizon. So you can see, like, the town slowly starting to, like, light up, and you can see just, like, a few cars coming down the road and their headlights. Like, it looks like a Windows desktop picture. Yeah. Like, it was a crazy scene.
It's kind of, what's up with it, you know? It's like, somebody made this. Somebody made humans like this, too.
Yeah.
You know? Like, God or whoever, however you believe in the creation story or creation myth. It's like, somebody put that in this planet, and humans were just like, damn. That's beautiful. You know?
Let me make that my screensaver.
Right.
Yeah, no.
It's crazy.
I was going to say, oh, yeah, there was actually a point at Allegheny where all three of us just stopped. We stopped walking, stopped talking. And Brandon, he's like, all right, let's just take a second and just take this in. So everyone stopped talking. As soon as this car goes by and it's dead quiet again, just going to stand here and look around.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did. Just stood there, looked around, took it all in, and kept going. But it really does help free your mind, too. Just because there's nothing else to worry about. Like, nowadays, there's actually service in the park. Like, it's like you don't have any service. But at that moment in time, you don't have anything else going on. Like, what are you going to do? Everything else is an hour and a half away.
Yeah. Isn't it nice to get, like, away from civilization? Well, I mean, not really civilization, because it's obviously still civilized.
Oh, yeah.
But away from the hustle, the bustle of, like, the suburbs, especially mm-hmm. the city. I mean, I don't know if I could live in a city.
No. I don't know if you've ever been to, like, New York City or...
Yeah,
any sort of city, but it just sucks. It sucks so bad. Now, New York City's a trash heap. We went there actually again with producer Brandon and our other friend Carter for a school trip back in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
It was during Christmas time. It was super nice, but that's because they obviously planned the trip around the most scenic, best places in New York City.
Right.
You go there on your own. It's just such a trash heap.
Oh, yeah.
We went there in August of 2020, and there was literally a disheveled lady in the middle of the street just screaming with a tip jar. I'm not even... There's a video of it. There's a video of it somewhere.
Of course there is.
If I ask Chip nicely, he'll probably give it to me. But there's a video of it somewhere. I'll try and dig it up.
Yeah.
But yeah, New York City is just such a trash heap. It's also poorly run these days.
Well, yeah.
It's crime ridden. It's just not a good spot anymore.
No, I mean, there's not much there after you take away like Times Square, which honestly, if you've seen it once, you've seen it 1,000 times. It doesn't change.
No, yeah, it's the same exact thing.
And I mean, you can go into a bunch of little different shops and you can eat at a bunch of different little places. That's cool. There's variety.
Yeah.
But like, outside of that, you're probably paying like $3,000 a month to live in a friggin' box.
to live in a closet, maybe, if you're lucky.
Right. So you're living in a place where you walk in, there's a little kitchenette, and then there's a little dining space, and then there's a loft with your bed. That's it.
Yeah.
Your whole life revolves around a friggin' 12 by 12 square.
Yes, exactly.
And then you get out, you have to walk down. I mean, transportation's beautiful because you got the subway, which is also potentially dangerous.
Well, yeah, I mean,
so
I would probably just ride my bike, to be honest.
Yeah, you got 50-50 shot of getting stabbed.
Yeah, sure.
So you take that into consideration, especially at night.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably not the safest.
No, it's not the safest in broad daylight. Like, that place, it just is such crime. It's so crime-ridden, it's sad.
See, Toronto's different. Like, in Canada, I feel like it's a little bit more well-kept.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because it's Canadian. Maybe it's because it's a different area. I don't know. I don't really care. The point is that you feel a little bit better there. Like, you could walk alone in Toronto and feel relatively okay. You're walking alone in New York, like, no matter what, it's like, who's going to mug me? You know, I mean, that's what it boils down to, because it's like, you don't trust anybody. The city's filled with how many millions of people?
Oh, yeah.
You could go there and never see the same person twice.
Well, yeah.
It's insane.
I think there's 3 million people in New York City.
Yeah. And so you're going to go down there.
Or maybe it was 13 million. I don't know. It was some ridiculous number. I don't know. I have to look it up.
It's like, how do you make friends? Like, you make friends with the people you work with, but you're never going to see them.
Dap up the hobo.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, this guy in the street corner, he probably moves around to get more money.
Yeah, probably.
So you're going to make, like, friends with, I don't know, your 10 wealthy Wall Street investors. You guys live in, like, three different parts of the city. It's been confirmed there's 8.38 million people in NYC. Thank you, Drew.
I wouldn't be able to live in a city. It's just I'm not built for that life. I'll visit and I'll, you know, buy an expensive meal or something.
Yeah.
And treat myself, but I'm not going to, hell no, I'm not going to live there. And I kind of want that healthy balance. I don't want to live in the middle of nowhere either. Like,
right. Because I mean, if you do live in the middle of nowhere, as nice as it is, it's like, oh, I broke my leg.
Yeah.
I'm screwed.
Well, outside of that, I'm a social person and I like having things to do. Yeah. So I like things moving kind of fast paced. That's just how I am. So
see, I noticed towards like during the pandemic when I didn't have social interaction, it hurt me like socially. Yeah,
not really.
Now coming out of the pandemic, like it's definitely affected me.
Yeah.
And it's not in a good way because it like hurt my social. I don't know. I feel like I got more social anxiety because I haven't been around people as much. Like I tried to get out and do stuff, but it's like no one's around.
No.
Everybody's gone.
Yeah.
They're inside. I mean, originally when the pandemic, it's like everybody's inside. And then like following when it was at school, no one's there. It's like, who are you going to talk to? There's like five people there that are like, they'll come up to you and they'll take the mask off. Like this is back last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody else, they just like avoid each other. And it's like,
yeah,
this is killing my social life.
Yeah, really. It is. And I feel bad for kids that are younger than us. Who have to deal with that. Like my little brother, unfortunately, has to deal with that or did have to deal with that. By the time the pandemic hit, all my friends were established. I've only actually made more friends since the pandemic because I picked up a second job.
Yeah.
But I was lucky enough to have friends who were not only established in my life, but also didn't have COVID crazy parents.
Yeah.
For the most part. So we all still got to hang out and do our thing. And not much really changed for me except for the fact that we couldn't go out and do stuff. We just kind of hang out at each other's houses.
Yeah, no, that's kind of like what it was for me, but it's just like I didn't see the same amount of people anymore.
Yeah, no, yeah, because I agree. It's
like then you're not in high school. You're not seeing 450, well, not even 450, 2,000 people every day.
Mm-hmm.
2,000 different people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, and then you go to seeing the 2-3 people that are in your household.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that killed me.
No, yeah, it's definitely, it's something we all had to learn how to deal with, and unfortunately enough, it's no longer an issue.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of a blessing.
I was not allowed to hang out with my friends since, like, I don't know, maybe June of 2020. So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, March, April, May, we were all trying to figure it out. But right, by the time May hit, I was hanging out with all my friends.
Yeah, but those few couple months, nobody knew anything.
Oh, yeah, nobody knew anything.
It's like, who really trusts the media at that point?
Yeah, really. But that being said, I like things moving fast paced. I like having things to do, and I find it hard just to sit around and do nothing for the most part.
Yeah. I feel like I got the same problem. You know, it's like I go to sit down at night and it's like, I got to do something. So then I go on my phone. It's like, oh, this isn't good enough. So then I go do something.
Yeah. No, I have to do, I don't know if it's cause we're young or because of whatever things growing up. I don't know, but I find it hard just to sit down and not do anything.
Unless I'm with somebody.
Yeah.
Like I feel like if you're with people, and you're all sitting down, then it's like you're bring yourself down.
Absolutely.
You're not as rambunctious.
If we got friends and we're just being bored together, yeah, I can work with that. But if I'm just sitting in my room, I'm going to try something. Like I got to do something. I can't sit there and just complete silence.
You know what it is? Creative mind.
Is it?
I think so. I would boil it down to that. That it's probably like you got a creative mind, you got an imagination, and you got to keep going. You got to run wild with it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just be confined. I think it's
partly that, sure.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably not the whole story, but it's definitely part of it.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I overthink a lot, too. I'm an overthinker. I don't know if I've ever told you that. So if I'm sitting alone, just doing my thing, I just start thinking about things and thinking. And then I'm like, okay, hang on. No more. I got to go for a walk or something. Because if I sit here, I'm just going to overthink everything and convince myself that the world's ending. So I got to do something.
Yeah.
Like, I got to keep moving. So that's also, I think, part of it. So it's part because my mind moves quick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, no, that's the whole thing. My mind just moves quick in creative ways and overthinking ways and all sorts of ways. So
that's like the problem with like overthinking and like intrusive thoughts. It's like One minute you're thinking about something, and the next minute, man, it's like, well, I'm going to die tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, what happens if, you know, we have plans on Sunday, but what happens if we get into a car accident on the way to those plans, and then it's all ruined, then I can't, like, whatever, it just keeps going.
This is, like, insane.
You just take a step back, go for a walk, do something, pick up a shift, whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
That's just kind of, like, I picked up a new game a couple weeks ago for the Xbox, just to put my mind to something.
Yeah.
Just build something, do something. It was only like $20. I was like, whatever, I'll drop it.
Ah, yeah, screw it, buy it.
Yeah, whatever. So I bought myself a game. I was playing it with my friends the other day. It was a lot of fun. But yeah, I couldn't live in rural areas because it's just too slow. I can't live in a city because it's just, first of all, not safe, but second of all, cramped and kind of too busy.
It's like claustrophobic almost. Yeah. Like, I'm not a claustrophobic person by any means, but it's just like, it's like all busy. The skyscrapers, all the buildings, they kind of enclose you in. It's like, and then you get out to nature and there's nothing. Like, I'd like to live out in nature for maybe like a time period, but then go back. Like, I don't want to permanently live out there. I don't
have like a cottage or something.
Yeah, like maybe for a couple months at a time. Mm-hmm. Or like you take like a month-long hunting trip, something just to get away, get out there, do something different, break up your normal life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, something like that would be cool, but especially during like the fall, because I love the fall.
Oh yeah, fall's my favorite season.
So without a doubt, I'd probably be out there late September to like November. That's like gold to be out doing something like that. But then it's like during the summer, I don't need to be in the woods. During the winter, I really don't care where I am as long as I'm warm.
Mm.
I mean,
I get cold so easily, dude.
If I'm warm in the suburbs, I'm warm in the suburbs. If I'm warm in the freaking country, I'm warm in the country. The hell with it. I mean, that's fine. I just, like, I see people at school, right? And it'll be like, it was like 40 something degrees out, and this guy's coming in. I just see him walking around. He's got shorts and a t-shirt. I'm like, dude, we're so far past like the needing to dress cool for like high school. Remember when people would do that? Mm-hmm. They'd wear like shorts and
like an attention thing.
Yeah, like a tank top, because they're like, oh, bro, I'm not cold. I'm like, dude, I am cold. I'm not afraid to be cold, and I want to be warm. So if I'm coming in with a freaking sweatshirt and a jacket and boots, and it's 50 degrees out, and you're over there with a t-shirt, have fun. Yeah. I'm warm. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Done.
We're starting to get past that point. We're in that point in the year where you put a sweatshirt on in the morning and then regret it in the evening.
Oh, yeah.
So it's tough because sometimes it's like a jeans and short sleeve type of day, but it's also a little chilly for the short sleeve, but too chilly for the shorts. So you kind of have to go to jeans and the long sleeve, but then it's too warm. It's always
a mess this time.
It's a mess, but, you know, it's whatever. I do not like the winter. I get cold so easily. I hate the cold. I just do.
Oh my God. I started freezing rain the past 2-3 days mm-hmm. at school.
Yeah.
I got drenched.
Yeah.
Freezing rain. I'm like, this sucks.
This blows.
My hands are cold. You know, my mm-hmm. face is cold. My legs are soaked. They're cold.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm so glad that I'm paying to have this done to me, essentially, is what it is. I'm not even getting paid for this.
But also, it's like in the winter, I hate when it rains in the winter. It's like, if it's going to be winter, just make it snow.
Yeah.
Don't make it ugly.
Snow, I know. Because it only really gets ugly in like February, March. Yeah. And by that point, everybody really doesn't care what the weather's like. They just want it over.
Yeah, so
it's going to be miserable and crappy. It's going to be miserable and crappy. That's how everybody feels.
Yeah,
everybody's already miserable at that point.
Yeah,
we're already muddled through 2 months of trashy weather.
We might have got teased with like one 50-degree day at that point, just to please bring it on.
I do like early spring, though. For me, I like that.
It depends.
Like, I don't really care for February and like most of March, but late March, early April, there's some nice days in there. And my definition of nice, I know, is not probably what everybody's thinking, because it's probably like a gloomy day, but it's like a nice gloomy day. I don't know if that resonates, but that's like maybe a me thing. It's like, it's like 50 degrees out. It's windy, but it's like, it's a little bit warmer. So, you know, spring's coming.
Yeah. No, I know. So
it's kind of lifts your spirits up a little.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, I know what you're saying. No, I'm just full fledged like summer.
Yeah.
Summer and fall are my two favorites, because I like the fall, like, atmosphere, but the summer weather. That's kind of where I'm at. Like, there's no beating the fall atmosphere with, like, the leaves and the bills and whatever else.
Right.
But the summer weather is undefeated. Like, you can't go wrong with, like, a nice summer day.
See, I like jeans and sweatshirts and jackets.
Really?
I don't like that it's coming to winter, but, like, I like that in the fall. It's like you can dress comfortably in, like, warmer clothing, and I think that's cool. I don't know.
Yeah, it depends.
I like. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of hoodies, but like, I like jackets and I like mm-hmm. jeans. So to me, it falls like prime time for that.
All right, I can get with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's all we got.
Yeah, I mean, here's a little discussion about the weather.
Yeah, you never heard two real men talk about the weather until right now.
Yeah, now you have.
Yeah, so.
So if you enjoyed it, you know, that's good.
Yeah.
And if you didn't, I don't care.
Don't care.
Don't care.
See, actually, since you've made it to the end, I'm going to share a fun fact with you. So if you go onto your phone mm-hmm. and you click the podcast app, mm-hmm. you can actually scroll down and rate us 5 stars.
Yes, you can.
Did you know that?
Did I know that?
Yeah.
What do you think?
No.
Yeah.
Tony didn't know that.
I didn't even know that.
No.
But now he does. Now we're all learning this valuable yeah. information.
Yeah. And see, if you made it to the end, now you know that.
And now you also know that we don't like Drew.
Yeah.
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 The original plan was to kick him out after the first episode, but we felt bad for him, so we kind of kept him around.
Yeah. But
he's stuck. We're stuck with him.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Man, we appreciate people listening, so thank you.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.